Hey friends, it's the 28th of July, and we're in Proverbs 28. We've got 4 days left in Proverbs here, and I want to share with you something that's hard. I'm going to share with you something that I think that all of us need to look at, to consider, and this is just a very basic tenet of Christianity, and this is something that is so important. I had a man recently in my office for some counseling, and he had made some mistakes that he felt very bad about. He's new in his relationship with God, and I just said to him, I said, "Have you asked God for forgiveness?" And he just paused, and he had been so overcome with shame and guilt that he had forgotten or not considered confessing that sin to God. And hopefully when we prayed and asked God's forgiveness for this sin, there was a release there. It says in the 13th verse of the 28th chapter of Proverbs, he who conceals his sins does not prosper, but whoever confesses and renounces them finds mercy. Whoever confesses and renounces them finds mercy. Those two words, confess and renounce. To confess your sin is to admit that you sinned. To renounce your sin is to say, I understand that it was wrong and I don't want to do this anymore. It's very similar to what we call repentance. It means to not only admit, but to turn from the sin. To renounce is to call the sin out. I wonder if there are people right now who are listening to this, who are struggling with guilt and shame, but haven't gone to God and confessed that sin. Haven't gone to God and asked Him for release. And sometimes we don't feel worthy of doing that. But I want to assure you, and it says in the Psalms that as far as the east is from the west, has God removed your sin from you? God wants you to come to Him with your sin, to confess the sin, and to renounce the sin. So I want to pray about that. Maybe that's something that you just feel like you've got a grip on. And if that's the case, please pray for those who don't today. This is what we're going to lift up to God today. Father, I confess my sin to you. I'm sorry for the things that I've done that have offended you. Jesus, I know that you died on the cross to pay the penalty for my sins. I know that you overcame death by coming back to life to defeat death so I could be with you in heaven forever. But Lord, would you raise this guilt and shame, lift it off of me, Lord. I confess it. Not only do I confess this sin, I renounce this sin. I don't want this sin. I don't desire this sin in my life anymore. I renounce it. I object to it. Lord, I need your forgiveness, and I thank you for your forgiveness. But I also need your Holy Spirit to help me to stay away from that sin. And Lord, I know that I've got to make a decision with this sin. I've got to make a decision, and I've got to set boundaries, and I've got to do things or not do things, or not put myself in situations where this sin will be something that I struggle with anymore. Lord, I confess and I renounce. In Jesus' name, Amen.